We're in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Bet. It says the Mishnah Beis, Chalza besandal she'ein shelo, or besandal shel eitz, or b'shel smol, b'yamin, chalitzasa k'sheira. Continuing to talk about the different types of chalitza, which are kosher or pasul, this Mishnah relates that if the chalitza was done with a sandal, which was not his, he's wearing it, but it's not his, or if it was a sandal shel eitz, we learn in the Gemara that even though it's a sandal made out of wood, it was one which was covered with leather. Or b'shel smol b'yamin means that he's wearing the left shoe on the right foot. Any of those cases is going to be a kosher chalitza. Chalitza begadol shehu yachol la'aloch bo, or bekatan shehu chofe es rov raglo, chalitzasa k'sheira. If he does the chalitza with a shoe which is too big for him, but he is able to walk in that shoe, or with a shoe which is too small for him, but which covers the majority of his leg, either of those cases, the chalitza is kosher. Chalitza belaila chalitzasa k'sheira. V'Rebbe Eliezer posa. If the chalitza was done at night, so the opinion of the Tana Kama is that it's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says that it is pasul. What they're arguing about is there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the beginning of the fourth parak. There the Mishnah says, Dine Mamanos danin bayom vagomrim balayla. Dine Mamanos, monetary matters are judged during the day, but they can finish at night. Since by Chalitza we have monetary matters at stake, because she's going to collect her ksuva. So therefore, we are wondering whether this is called doing it at night or not. So the Tana Kama says you're allowed to do this at night, since it is the Gemar Din. It's the end of the Din. Therefore, we can do it at night. Rabbi Eliezer says this is more like the beginning of the Din, and therefore you cannot do it at night. You have to do it during the day. It's possible at night. Continues the Mishnah, B'smol, Chalitzasa psula, Rabbi Eliezer machshir. Again, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tana Kama with a shoe which is on the left foot. If the shoe is on the left foot, so the Tana Kama says it's pasul, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's kosher. What they're arguing about here is whether we learn out from a mitzora. We find that over here it says raglo, that she has to take the shoe from off of his raglo, his leg, and over there we know by a mitzora that there's a sprinkling, on the big toe of the right foot. There it explicitly says that raglo hayamanit. Raglo hayamanit means the bohen, the big toe of his right foot. So since regel means the right foot by a mitzora, we'll learn a gezera shava, a linguistic connection, which instructs us that also by yavama, by Yibum and Chalitza, by Chalitza, so it has to be the Chalitza was done on the right foot. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama, and therefore it's possible if it was done on the left foot. Eliezer doesn't learn such a Gezeirah Shava, he doesn't learn out from Matsura, and therefore he says it's kosher. Mishnah Gimel, Chalitza Urekaka Avalo Kara Chalitzasa K'sheira. There are three things that have to be done in the Chalitza ceremony. There's the actual Chalitza, which is taking off of the shoe. There's the spitting, that's called rekaka, and there's also reading out the verses from the Torah. So what if not all of them were done? So says the Mishnah, if the chalitza and the rekika and the spitting were done, but the reading of the psukim was not done, that's called a good kosher chalitza. Kara urekaka avalo chalitza, chalitzasa psula. If the verses were read, and she did do the spitting, but she didn't do the chalitza, so that's called the pasul chalitza, no good. Chalitza ukara avalo rakaka. Now we have a disagreement about the following case. If there was a chalitza and a reading of the verses, but there was no spitting, Rabbi Eliezer omer chalitzasa psula, Rabbi Akiva omer chalitzasa ksheira. Rabbi Eliezer says that the chalitza is pasul, you have to have spitting. Rabbi Akiva says, it's kosher, the spitting does not prevent us from fulfilling the mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, kacha yeaseh, kol davar shehu ma'aseh me'akeh. Rabbi Eliezer tells us his reason. It's because the verse over here says, "Kacha yase" means "Kacha yase leish shelo yivne es beis achiv." That like this, when the Torah tells us "Kacha," like this, it should be done to the man that didn't want to build the house of his brother. Meaning this chalitza ceremony should be done to the man who didn't want to do yibum. Says Rabbi Eliezer, since it says kacha yaseh, so everything which is a maiseh is ma'akev, prevents the mitzvah from being completed. What's something which is an action, a maaseh, an action, or the chalitza, the taking off the sandal, or the spitting? But the reading of words is not an action, it's just reading. So therefore, both the spitting and the taking off of the shoe are both preventative from fulfilling the mitzvah for Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, misham raya, kacha yase leish kol davar shehu maise beish. Says Rabbi Akiva, from there you want to bring a proof. Kacha yase leish. It says the Torah says like this should be done to the man. Says Rabbi Akiva, that means anything which is a maise, an action which is done in the man, like taking off his shoe in the body of the man. But the spitting is not done in the body of the man, and therefore it's not going to prevent us from fulfilling the mitzvah. That's the end of Mishnah Gemara.